Harbourview is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
I wish Dad was here.
Oh, I wish he was here too. But you know, maybe it's better that he's not. He'd only lose his head and start shouting. Your dad is a good man, but he sees everything in black and white.
Yeah. Murphy, one way up and one way down the corridor.
Mrs. McCarthy, hello. I'm Teresa O'Brien, Niamh's teacher.
Hello.
Would you like to come in now? This is our principal, Mr. Toomey.
How do you do?
Hello.
Our vice principal, Mrs. Sullivan.
Hello.
Hello.
And our students' counsellor, Maureen Burke.
Hello, how are you?
Please, sit down.
Thank you.
Thank you for informing us about Niamh's situation. The school's policy on bullying is zero tolerance. We try to intervene once we know what's happening.
Honestly, I'm sickened and disgusted that this could go on under your noses and you didn't know anything about it.
Well, there's very little we can do, Mrs. McCarthy, unless we know it's happening.
What I don't understand is that one of you should have seen a change in Niamh.
Niamh is one of our most gifted and popular students, Mrs. McCarthy. I did ask Niamh if everything was all right, and she assured me it was.
I used to love coming to school. Now I hate it. I just want the bullying to stop. That's all. I can't take it anymore. I'm scared.
Oh, sure now. Look, no one deserves to be bullied. Niamh, tell Mr. Toomey what they're doing to you.
It started when Michael Murphy, everyone calls him Spud, asked me to go out with him. I said no. Then he turned the whole school against me.
That's Michael Murphy. He lost his mother about 6 months ago.
That's him. He spreads rumours around the school about me. He told everyone that I was pregnant. It's not true. They tried to trip me up the whole time. And he broke my phone. My mum even had to buy me a new one. And they do so much more.
Why didn't you report it?
Because it would only make things worse.
Bullying is not tolerated at this school. Have you tried staying away from them?
I try to ignore them, but that doesn't stop them. Why do people do this?
Sometimes it's a lack of communication between students.
Mara, that's crap! It's not a lack of communication. It's people harassing my daughter.
Mrs. McCarthy, I see you're upset.
Upset? You haven't seen me upset. This is plain and simple harassment.
I hear what you're saying.
I certainly hope you do.
This is a complicated issue. Kids will be kids. Boys will be boys. Girls will be girls. Usually it works itself out. It's not as straightforward as you think.
You don't seem to see this as a serious situation.
Mrs. McCarthy, I can assure you we take it seriously. And if proven, we'll take severe disciplinary action.
If proven? Do you want to wait until they hurt her? Niamh should be happy and enjoying herself at school. Instead, she's going around depressed.
We agree with you. Since your phone call, we've had an internal investigation into the bullying. The students that you named said Niamh started it.
What?
That Niamh started the rumours and texts.
What? That's not true.
My daughter doesn't lie.
We're not saying Niamh's lying, but we must listen to both sides. I've asked the students that are involved to come to my office.
As a matter of fact, I want to meet them face to face.
Miss O'Brien, they should be outside by now.
My God, this is a great little sunset.
Yeah, as soon as the sun comes up here in the morning, Mass Bay, it stays here all day.
I don't know why anyone would want to go away, Mac.
True.
We has it all here, boys. Yeah. The sun, sea and sandwiches. And one thing sure, you'll never go thirsty or hungry. Cost a day, y'all, boy.
Pass me over that newspaper there, will you? The trouble is, when I buy pets for these kids, I end up cleaning up after them.
And how often do you have to clean it?
Yeah, sure, it all depends on the amount at the bottom of the stage.
Here, Mac, No, don't use that piece of paper. Oh, here, use this. Look at your man's head. Look at the big juggle head in him. Yeah, and his mouth wide open laughing at us. Yeah. No way. Yeah. Here, put him into the bottom of the cage with his big mouth open. Go on for the crack, Mac. Do. But the budgie can do to him what he's been doing to us for years.
Here, give it to me, then.
Yeah, but make sure his mouth is under the perch. No, a little bit more. That's it. Perfect.
Are you happy now, yeah?
It's easy, make me happy.
I wonder how Sheila's getting on at school.
You don't worry, Mac. She can take care of herself. She will able to talk on their level.
She wouldn't let me go down with her. She said I'd lose me head.
Huh? I wouldn't blame her.
Even the sales told me, Mas, I'd be better off staying away.
Oh, you're a hot little boy sometimes.
Am I?
Well, now, don't get me wrong, Mac, but it's just when your gates are up, you're always the first out. When you went up for a ball with everyone and you came down by, they'd count their fingers to see if there were any missing.
True.
When you were playing, even Ringy would have been afraid to tackle you. Ah, the good old days,
The good old days, boy, yeah.
Why can't you be like me?
Huh?
I don't let that bother me. Life's too short, boy. All a man wants is a bit of food and shelter.
And what about when it's cold in the winter, Massey, huh? At night, you need someone to keep you warm, don't you?
My God, Magpie, have you never had the electric blanket? And to cheap a daddy woman, and you don't talk back. Oh, no, I'm never going to change me gears. I'm always going to stay neutral.
Neutral? As long as I know you, Massey, you've been in reverse.
Mac, you're hurting my feelings.
This is Mrs. McCarthy, Niamh's mother. I asked you to report here because we need to establish the truth, and you're not leaving here until we get to the bottom of this. Mrs. McCarthy and Niamh have told us that you, Michael Murphy, started it, which completely contradicts your version of events. What do you all have to say for yourselves?
Sir, she hit Jenny and took her
That's
lunch
That's not true! Is that true?
Yes, miss. She grabbed me, and she pulled me down to the ground, and she kicked me and everything. I stopped talking to her then, and I told everyone what happened. And then, that's when she sent me the texts and stuff.
And stuff?
Oh, yeah. Sending me dirty texts, sir.
I did not. Sir, look at the texts he sent me.
You never told me about the texts.
I'm sorry. I knew they'd upset you.
Murphy, why would you send messages like these to anyone? They're disgusting. Why, Murphy, why?
We were just joking around, Joe.
We were just teasing her. She's so serious.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
You try to act cool and hide behind that tough guy image, but you're nothing but a frightened little boy. Hurting people hurt people. Do you think this is a joke?
We were just playing, having a bit of fun.
How can the rest of you allow this bully influence how you feel and think?
It appears to me that you all got together and decided on a specific version of events. Unless you start telling the truth, you're leaving me no option but to suspend
all... We never bullied Niamh. We never laughed at her. It was the boys. The boys did it.
We did not. The girls did it.
Did all of this start because Niamh wouldn't go out with you, Murphy?
Why would I ask her out? I could have the pick of any girl in this school.
You are all a disgrace. Bullying will not be tolerated at this school. You've left me with no option but to...
Sir.
Yes, Jenny?
Well, it all started, because Niamh was afraid to get involved, into love or whatever. But, Spud's mother died, and I felt wicked bad for him. Oh, Niamh wouldn't go out with him, it was so hard for him. And I just thought, Niamh should have been nicer to him, you know? I know she didn't fancy him, and I said something in a text that was sent out to everyone. It said something that it was wrong of Niamh not to go out with Spud, you know? Because, sure, he was mad about her, And then she didn't want to do anything with him, you know what I mean? And then, Emer told Rachel, and then Rachel got wicked mad at her. And then more people got involved and joined in, I never thought it would go this far.
Jenny, thank you for your very detailed and comprehensive account of what occurred.
Emer, have you got anything to add to this discussion?
It seemed like a cool thing to do, to be mean to Niamh. Once they were picking on Niamh, they were leaving me alone. Once it started, I couldn't stop. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Michael?
My dad said never to say you're sorry. It's a sign of weakness.
What's your problem?
I don't have a problem.
I'll take that smug grin off your face. If you ever go near Niamh again, you'll have me to contend with.
You can't do anything to me. I'm not 18.
Michael Murphy, go home. Consider yourselves very lucky that you're not suspended. But if I get an inkling that the bullying hasn't stopped, you will be suspended without notice. Now, go home. I believe they are all contrite and sincere.
Saying sorry is not enough. They only said sorry because you threatened them with suspension. If there is no change in their behaviour to Niamh, I'm going to the local radio and the papers.
I'm sorry you feel this way. We have...
Mr. Toomey, I'm only concerned about my daughter's welfare, not the reputation of this school.
Mrs. McCarthy, you have every right to be angry. We are doing the best we can working within the guidelines set down for bullying.
I believe you are doing the best you can. But sometimes it's not good enough. I'd appreciate if you could keep me updated regarding Niamh. Thank you for seeing me. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. McCarthy.
Goodbye, Niamh.
Hey, Massey, watch this. You're late. What kept you?
Dad, can I have an ice cream, please?
No, you'll be having your dinner soon.
Ah, hey, Dad, please, please.
Siobhan, here. Is that enough?
Thank you, Mossy. Oh, Dad, Missy Christie's at the front door and she wants to see you.
Siobhan, she's Mrs. Murphy to you.
But, Dad, everybody calls her Missy Christie.
That doesn't matter. Don't you call her names. Tell Mrs. Murphy to come through.
I will.
Watch yourself out there in the street. Did I fright Mossy? She never heard the word I said. And, Mossy, you're worse to be giving her money.
Get a couple of euro and break the bank. There are no pockets in each road.
Hiya, Mac. Hiya, Massey.
So, how are you, Mrs. Murphy? He'll let you sit down.
Ah, Massey, sure you're an old gentleman.
It did my nature, Mrs. Murphy.
My God, Massey, your hands are as soft, they're softer than me own.
Anyway, how are you?
Sure, I'm only all right. Gabby didn't come home at all last night. I looked everywhere for him up all night. I didn't get a wink of sleep, and I haven't eaten since yesterday.
Fenton, you look tired. You should try to eat something. Yeah,
look, I'll go in and make up something for you.
No, Mac, please don't bother.
Yes, no bother. Massey, will you have a cuppa?
Because he's the Pope of Catholic.
I won't be long.
Massey, are you doing anything at the moment?
Oh, sure, there's nothing around.
I've a bit of digging to be done, and the hedge has gone a bit wild. And I've a bit of painting, if you want it.
Because I'll have to check me diary.
You're a guest, man, Massey. I don't have your mobile number.
You don't, because I don't have one on a phone either. My idea of heaven, Mrs. Murphy, is a world without gadgets. Oh, don't bother me, Mrs. Murphy. I'll find time to do those little jobs for you.
Sure, you're a good man, Massey. I wonder where Gabby is, though. She always sits on the couch with me when I'm watching Coronation Street.
Maybe she ran off with some old tomcat for a couple of nights. Did you hear any of the old cats crying the last few nights?
Oh, I don't know. Massey. Do you remember the night you brought him up to me when they were little kittens?
Because I do. I was looking for a good home for them. Because they weren't supposed to die the night I found them. I was just fishing on the bridge and this car pulled up and threw me in over the railing and I could hear the poor devils crying.
Poor things.
Didn't I hook the bag and pull them out? God, the poor things, they'd fit into the palm of your hand. I'd have kept them. Only the mother hates cats.
So didn't I say you're a good man, Massey?
Sure, I try to do what I think is right, Mrs. Murphy, but most of the time don't I get it wrong.
Here we are. Eat that up now, Chrissy.
You don't mind if I take out my teeth?
Oh,
I can't chew the meat when they're in.
Fire away. No problem.
Oh, I hope Gabby comes back.
She'll come back when she's hungry. Listen, myself and Mac will go out and have a look for her after.
Oh, God, lads, I don't know what I'd do if anything happened to her. Oh, I can't sit quiet out here with her out there on her own. Mac, thanks for the tea. I'm really not hungry. Sorry for putting you out.
Yes, no bother.
Massey, you won't forget to look out for Gabby, will you?
I won't, Miss Murphy. Scouts on her. Oh. Hey, Miss Murphy. Your tea.
Oh, God. Sure, I don't know what I'm doing.
Bye,
Chrissy. Goodbye, Massey. Goodbye, Mac.
A gentleman's gentleman, huh? Me? How are you?
Well, Mac, you either have it or you don't. Do you know, sometimes I think I lost me calling. I wonder, is it still too late for me?
What?
I should have been a gigolo.
Harbour View is written by Sean O'Neill, with Will O'Brien, Ted O'Brien, Kitty Kenny, Denise O'Brien, Tommy Curtin, Ty Kennessy, Emily Ahern, Claire Regan, Jesse O'Brien and Jennifer McCarthy. Theme music by Caroline Frapp. Sound engineer, Warren Tiley. Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.